1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm the white boy with sauce, and you are listening to another crazy episode. I feel like it would be a mistake to start off the episode without saying thank you to everyone who came to our last event. The last event was actually insane. For you guys who weren't there, you guys missed out on an insane party. Everyone pulled up. I'm talking about we packed out Reggie's basically. So I just want to say thank you to the bottom of my heart. However, we have another announcement. We are doing another. Oh, what's up, man? What's up, man? Our guest of honor just showed up. We got the boy Connor. And now you arrived just in time. It's cool. Basically, we are doing another show. Another episode. Oh my god. Another event on the 28th of November for the end of semester at Concordia. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to be even bigger than the last one. So we hope we can see you guys there. It's going to be lit. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be there. I was dressed up as a Teletubby last time, but I probably won't dress up as it again. But who knows? Maybe if I get drunk enough, we never know. Anyways, yo, we're going to have Kana as our special guest. But before that, we have the homie Jay, who just released his last EP called Love You Too, My Fault. And honestly, back-to-back bangers. So we're going to play that first, and then we're going to get back into it with Kana, the long-awaited episode. Stick around, yo. 6-9 to come up.
This is JJ's world premiere. We love you.
Yeah, talking about your problems, what you've been through. I say, girl, if your problems are my name, wrong. I say, it's too bad to be fucking with you. I say, girl, I want girls, where I'm from. Girls, where I'm from. And she just wanna fuck out to the pussy to the floor. When I'm in it, got you screaming, got you yelling off my mom. Yeah, she just want a nigga with some motion. And she don't want nobody else to dive up in that ocean. Crying out for you, not the damn room. Pussy girl got me swimming in your damn pool. Got a whole lot of bitches in the damn room. Like, girl, you a star and you know this. Yeah, pull up on me late, man, I know that bitch is gone. Then I gotta go. Girl, you a star, you important.
Oh,
1690, we back at it again with the come up. And yo, how was that, bro, from Jay? Bro, it was amazing. I can't wait to hear more of him because he has like 4 more EPs in the way. But tonight's not about him, respectfully. We got Kana, the long awaited.
Hi. Kana in the building.
Hi. How are you, man? Yeah. Dude, it's been a minute. We've been waiting to have you for such a long time.
And
you know what? I got something to say.
What you got? What you got?
I don't deserve you.
Shut the fuck.
No.
Oh man! All right, what a start.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Yo, I'm feeling great, bro.
You feeling great?
You feeling great? Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Nah.
You wanna be? No.
Hey, yo, what do you mean by that, bro?
Never mind.
Does he make you nervous?
You're making me nervous.
Let's get to the nitty gritty of it. So yo, let's talk about you, man. So talk to us about who you are to all the viewers who don't know, aren't familiar with the game.
Okay, I'm 20 years old. I'm an artist. I make music. I love that. I love music a lot. I'm a comic book nerd, and that's it. That's all there is.
Basically, me, but like he's taller.
And browner. Yeah.
The world isn't black and white. It's sometimes it's brown. I mean, like, shout out to Kana for him.
This interview is about to be stupid.
What made you get into music?
Yo. Well, the thing is, like, my mom wanted me to exercise my neurons a bit when I was a kid because she knew I was going to be on some form of spectrum.
Uh-huh.
And then she pretty much forced me to play piano, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And I hate it. No, this is not cool. I hated it.
No, but me too.
Oh, you hated it too?
I did piano
a little
too,
bit.
Bro.
A little bit?
I find a little bit of passion in it now, though.
I think everyone did piano at one point.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone did piano at a point, but like, it's rare that someone actually likes it when they're forced.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then I was like just into this music thing, and then I started listening to Migos, and I was like, yo, I wanna. Mama told me, and then like, yeah, and then from there I started copying Amigos, and here we are.
Dude, it was just downhill from there. You just started.
Well,
not downhill.
Downhill,
no, like the rabbit hole. Rabbit hole.
I'd say rabbit hole. Yeah, but it's a rabbit hole goes down, right?
So yeah, rabbit hole. I mean,
can a rabbit hole go up? I don't know. Anyways, well, this interview is about to be stupid.
It's fluid.
Fluid.
As Pink Floyd once said, run, rabbit, run. Catch that sun.
Catch that what?
That sun.
Bars. Bars.
Bars.
That's bars right
you
there.
You can't catch the sun if you're not going up, shooting for the stars.
Damn. You should interview him.
Yo.
Yo. Shit was
good. So how long have you been doing music for?
I've been dropping as Kana for almost a year.
Word.
I had many other aliases before that we're not going to talk about because...
So let's talk about that.
No. No, let's move on from that. But yeah, like I started when I was 14. I was like, I literally forced myself to like... I locked myself in the library at school and then I was writing raps. Like I was literally just writing on beats and shit. Oh, sorry, I said the S word. My fault. But yeah, I
that was a good little Christian boy.
Yeah.
Type for real. But honestly, so why'd you lock yourself though? Why'd you like?
Well, okay, whoa. Because it was discipline. You know, you need to create some form of discipline if you want to get good at something. You know, and I never was talented. I always had to work hard. I never was good on the first try.
I feel like it's for most things too, don't you think?
No, some people are born with a talent to do something, you know?
Naturally gifted.
Yeah, exactly.
I envy that.
I don't.
Word.
I don't.
Why is that?
Because if you're born with something, where's the fire? Where's the
passion?
No, where's the uphill battle? Like you need something, you know?
It's about putting your heart into it.
Yeah. I mean I think it's the gratification of you were bad at something and then you go up from there. I think it's that, like, that feeling of
like I made it, like I deserve to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It's mostly that deserve to be here part, you know?
You deserve to be here for real. Like from all the music that I have like 4 songs that we're gonna play on the station. And honestly, dude, and I don't know why I said wrong. Did I say something? No, we're good. Anyways, but yo, each song stands out in its own way.
Oh.
And each one is just better than the other. And we're playing Saturday next. I'm excited because it's my favorite one from you.
Thank you.
I'm so hyped.
Thank you.
So, like, you said Migos was, like, your first. Well, not your first, but, like, you heard the Migos and that kind of changed everything.
Yeah. I used to want to be Quavo.
Word.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah, I think we did, right? Yeah. I really used to want to be Quavo. Like, I remember, you know those, like, those shitty, damn.
You're good, bro.
Cancel me, bro. Yeah, you know those, those rap, like, tutorial videos?
Yeah.
I used to, like, dead ass used to, like, watch those videos at a point, you know? Like, you know, because when you don't know how to do something and you have the internet, what do?
Tutorials.
Tutorials.
Yeah. 100% Minecraft tutorials, everything tutorials, bro.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
100%.
But yeah, so I saw this guy do, like, analyzing the Migo flow and then putting it on a grid with, like, time signatures or whatever.
Yeah.
And I literally used to put, like, lines on my pages for the amount of bars and how many words I could fit into that bar.
Damn.
So it was no. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm writing for the sake of it. It was really like, let's analyze every single thing from everyone, and then from there you learn from everyone, and then you come up with your own stuff, you know?
Okay, so like it was like perfectly timed and everything.
I mean, no, I always found a way to be offbeat. Like I said, I never had the talent for it. I just love music too much to. You get what I mean? Like I need to work.
You're definitely the first person I've ever heard say that though. Like, just to learn in that way, to pick up music in that way. Everybody else just usually says, "Oh, you know, I usually just write my songs or I freestyle them." But you actually, you got a science to it.
I study.
Nah, that's cool, bro. I respect it.
It shows. But let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
You said you love music, but do you love it more than your comics? Because I know you. We've had these conversations.
Yeah, let me tell you this, okay? If I wasn't into music, I'd be at home playing Marvel Rivals with Dorito-crusted fingers. Yeah, I'm like that. I'm not gonna lie.
As a Namor guy, bro, I've seen you playing Namor. It's not too far.
You see, like, I admit it. You know, like I'm not here to look cool. I'm just
100%. But you know what? You know what I've noticed, especially when I first started, I thought I had to have like this like whole like facade or like okay, like be low key about it.
Yeah.
But everyone I know that I've had on the show is they're nerd and like a nerd in their own like category,
right?
And I love that. I think it's such a cool thing because like you realize how much in common you have with everyone else,
right?
I find it so cool.
Like, think about it, bro. Imagine like just having aura for the sake of having aura or whatever. Like, nah, but like sounds corny, but like imagine just trying to look better in front of people. It's like, I don't know, I find it so corny
a bit. I mean, it depends. I feel like it's understandable because, like, if you want to, like, have, like, a facade at like, it's, like, kind of, like, starting a new school. You want to fit in, right? So.
Why? But that's the thing. Fitting in is, like, I don't know. It feels like, it feels like you're just stripping part of your identity, you know?
That's true. But, like, you know, and like, growing up.
And the thing is, like, that's one thing that that's probably one of my critics of, like, music right now. You know, like, everyone is sort of trying to fit in into this one pocket or whatever, you know? And I treat music like life in a sense of, if I walk into a room, I'm going to be myself. When I walk into the studio, I'm going to be myself, and myself is going to be myself. I'm not going to try to pander to nobody. Like, the next song I'm going to drop is not going to... I'm not trying to get people to like it. It's a very selfish thing. And I think that, you know, it's low-key kind of, like, narcissistic in a way to try to fit in. I feel like, yeah, because it's doing whatever you can... to I don't know, I'm yapping
in the way you're making music for yourself, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, Like, honestly, it's myself first. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
The only time I find appropriate in life for that type of, I don't know, the facade to be put up is when you're trying to act professional in front of people. Have to act professional in front of.
For sure.
Besides that, man, there's no reason to hold yourself back from being yourself, man.
For real.
Honestly, yeah. But yeah, we finally hear this music that you've been cooking up, and the latest one, Saturday. We're playing it on a Friday. That's how different we are. But I can't wait to play it. Yo, so this is 6090 The Come Up. We about to play Kana Saturday.
White boy got them jokes.
Yes, sir. Stay
tuned.
White
boy with sauce, bro.
It's sad, yeah. Don't really got much to say. But I'd rather be alone. Drink what I can do. Chillin' with a bitch, but I forgot. Knowing that's the last time that I see. I don't know what to do. But I know I can't lose. Yeah, I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind. It's true. Yeah, don't tell nobody. I'm more present this time. It ain't new. Ain't nobody. Stay with me. I am alone, make believe. I'm on my own from 8 till 3. Ooh, ooh. Ain't nobody stay with me. I'm here now, I'm meant to be. It's too late for you and me. But a different day. Saw your last text, but I've been away. Care for a relationship, I'm timid, babe. If I see you with another, I'ma feel away. I might feel away. Feelings don't go away. I might think that we'll go far and treat you like a throwaway. I won't lie to you. You won't like the truth. Thank you.
Welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Hi, this is Super Plage, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
We back at it again. The come up.
Yeah.
White boy with sauce and Kana. How we feeling?
What about me?
And, yeah. And Alex, Mr. Magic. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, Mr. Magic. Come on.
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing?
So we were talking about what were we talking about? We were talking about comics first.
Yeah.
And
How. Do I prefer comics over music?
Yeah, or what's the second option? Like, if music wasn't a thing and comics weren't a thing, what would you say?
I'd be a cook, bro.
A cook? Really?
Oh, real? Yeah. Yo. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, real, yeah. The holy feel, man.
No, I could
Me
whip
too, bro.
Bro, I could whip you up some of the best dishes you've ever had.
Like,
bro.
What? Like what? What
bro, okay, so I'm half Malaysian, half Sri Lankan, right? So yeah. When you merge the two together, bro, like, you get so many things. Because, like, Malaysian culture is a mix of indigenous there. You get Indian, and then you get Chinese, right? So there's so many different cuisines that you could pick just from Malaysian food.
Variety.
That's very true.
Variety. There you go. Yeah, yes. Big words. Like, but pretty much, like, there's it's insane, like, the combinations you could do, right?
A variety.
The variety, yeah. And and especially, like, when you're in Canada, like, you're exposed to so many other cultures. You know, like, you get Caribbean food here, you get a lot of Lebanese food here, you know, so you just learn. And I feel like I treat cooking the same way I do music.
Really? How's that?
Because when I approach music, I want to blend genres.
Okay.
Like, I can't just do one thing for the sake of doing it. I need to mess it up and make something else with it.
What genres do you do you mix, give or take?
It's such a difficult question, because
how would you describe your genre, actually?
Oh my god. I am definitely inspired by a lot of hip-hop, definitely, for sure.
100%.
I mean, yeah, like, I said I was glazing the Migos before, like, of course. I love R&B, and I think you hear it. Like, I have a lot of R&B inspo.
Love is a losing game.
All right. All right. a lot of indie. So if I could like describe it, I'd say it's a mix of indie, hip hop, and R&B.
100%.
But it's beyond that. It's really mixing every soul. Element.
It's a little bit of soul too.
You hear soul?
Yeah. Definitely.
Shit. Maybe. And we're cooking, so, like, we were talking about cooking too. So, what would you, like, what's your signature dish? Let's say I'm at your house. You're like,
fried rice.
I'll
purposefully leave the rice out to dry to make you that fried rice.
Does it?
Yeah, like, I'm not using no leftovers. I'm going to prepare the rice, dry it out just to make the fried rice.
Like, do it come with egg oil?
Yeah, I know. It's like, dedication.
Like, dedication. You know,
like, straight up, like...
Damn. Yeah. Okay, so you can make a mean fried rice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. Yeah. 100%.
My lamb curries, don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Really?
Lamb curries, don't play with me. You'll either...
That's brave. That's a bold talk.
It's bold talk, yeah.
You know what I've always wanted to try? I've never tried this before. Mm. Texas brisket. I've never had it before.
I really
and
wish
you
I
know
could
what?
Have.
I got a spot for you guys. Not to plug on the air, but honestly, they deserve it. It's Illwind Barbecue. I follow them on Instagram, okay? I'm telling you, you've never had brisket like this in your life.
Where is it?
It's in Atwater Market.
Next to the Atwater. Okay.
Let me tell you something. No, it's they actually just opened up a store, but usually they have like a little like stand.
Okay.
You know where all like those restaurants are outside.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah,
that's it. The first time me and my girl tried that, Omaron. Yo, I'm telling
Come
you.
Come on, it was still delicious. Come on.
Bro,
Come
speaking
on.
Of Omadon, bro, you're a big fan of Italian food, right?
Nah, bro, I'm not gonna lie.
No?
Nah.
You showed me like 8 different impressions. I was like,
nah, I love Italian, American Italian culture.
Okay.
I love American, especially New York and in New Jersey. But like, if we're talking about food, bro, there's many foods that just destroys and blows it out of the
okay,
water.
Okay, hold on. Many?
Many, bro.
I think it's like a top 5 or top 10.
No, it's not a top.
Top 10 at least.
Top 10 is debatable.
Watch your mouth, bro.
Watch your mouth. Yo, okay.
Okay, what's number one?
Number one? I mean, bro, I'm brown, so I have to go with Indian food. I'm sorry.
Fair.
But then I'd put Persian food second.
Persian?
Bruh. Did you try that before?
Persian food?
Persian food, bro.
What do you define as Persian food?
Bro. Iran, bro. Iran, bro. Like, Iranian food is, like, top tier.
Fair.
Mexican food.
Okay, Mexican food is very fair. It's very fair. Yeah.
Pete.
Hello?
Pete.
Yep.
Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Pete. Thai food.
One time.
Thai food?
Thai food, bruh.
There's a little bit of political conflict between the last two choices.
This guy is staring at me like he wants to kill me. No, sorry, my Italians.
I love you, man.
I love y'all. Nah, I'm sorry.
Yo, that's like crazy.
Mexican food, bro. Deserves to be top 5.
Deserves to be, bro, right? Lebanese food.
Lebanese is
food.
In my top
Greek
3.
Greek food, bro. Should I go on?
A euro. Dude, when was the last time you had like a good euro?
It's been a while since I had Greek food, I'm not gonna lie.
I went to Greece and I had an authentic euro, bro.
Oh.
Oh, dude. Oh. Right by the beach. I might be gonna talk about it. I'm gonna start tearing up. Oh, dude, that was amazing.
But yeah, pretty much, yeah. Italian food. I love my New York and pizzas.
Oh no, but that's not Italian.
But
bro.
No, but like, but that's the thing. I'm an open person. I'm really open to have my mind changed.
Indeed, and I'm talking about osso buco. I'm talking about fresh prosciutto, mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
You don't know about these things until you really tried them, bro. Have you ever had zucchini flour fried with a little
zucchini
bit of
zucchini flour fried
I don't even think
with
I've
cheese
had that.
In it?
Put me on.
Yo,
put me
boy.
On. No. I will admit when I'm wrong.
I'll invite you over for Easter. And I'm gonna change your mind.
Indeed.
Yeah?
Indeed.
Yeah?
Can we do it?
Let's go. Okay,
bro.
I will change your mind.
Let's go.
Let's have a cook-off this summer.
Let's have a cook-off?
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Bet.
So by everybody from different nationalities, like we got the Caribbeans, we got the Indians, we got the Italians.
I would
bro.
Make a pasta, but I feel like that's too basic.
That's too basic, bro. We gotta show them.
I make a mean mac and cheese though, I have to admit. Like homemade. I'm talking like a homemade mac and cheese. Like I'm talking like real deal, like from scratch.
Gouda
cheese, his shit really do be sounding like mac and cheese.
6 different mac and cheese, bro. Some real
white boy with sauce. Pause.
For real, white boy with sauce. Yo. They call me white chocolate.
All right. They don't call you white chocolate.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't call me white chocolate.
I
it's
bet.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Should we talk about your other names, Connor?
No, let's not talk about that.
What's your name? Brown boy with sun?
Ah, nah, man. Nah, bro. I used to... oh, my God. You know, let's not get over it. Let's not get over this. Anyways, next topic.
Okay.
What did I do today?
Yeah, what did you do today?
So, Yeah, thanks to... Yeah, thank you.
Walk us through your daily life.
My daily life?
Yes. What do you do from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep?
Okay, just saying, okay, because Mario and Clara really want me to talk about this. All right, so the come up pretty much like had an event with during Halloween, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all had an event.
Pretty much.
And we were DJing, right?
Yeah.
And the producer I work with, Yama, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, shout out Yama, he's the GOAT.
Shout out Yama.
He was DJing at an apartment at a point, and he was, and the way he went through his set was he pre-did it on FL, okay, but then exported every song one by one, right? So technically, you are DJing songs, but the, it's the equivalent of having four discs instead of two, but with the help of, anyways, nerd stuff. But what I'm trying to say is that you can approach DJing the same way you do production. And today I was doing the mix of production and DJing, right? So approaching a set list the same way I would with production, in a sense. So
okay.
So pretty much adding like my own music flair, right? Because like DJing, yes, it's playing songs in like a manner with like with your taste. But what if you made it the same way you made your music?
Elaborate on that.
In a sense of, let's go back on this topic of identity.
Okay. Right?
You need to be yourself. You have your own tastes, right? You might like K-pop and freaking love
reggae,
dancehall, right?
Yeah.
You can come up with a bunch of different ways of approach, but they'll all be yours, right? So now if I come up with a set list, right, the same way I approach music,
yeah,
my set list will only be my set list. I'm not just playing songs for the sake of playing songs. I'm playing songs tailored to how I would play songs. You get what I mean? Like, I don't know.
That's actually kind of smart.
Right? So then you could... It's more than just like edits or like remixes that you find online. You make your own remixes and you merge them in ways that...
Other people wouldn't have done.
Other people wouldn't have done.
Isn't that... I thought that's how people... just generally did it though.
Yeah, I mean when you have edits that are already pre-made,
yeah,
it's already pre-made.
Okay.
But when you make it yourself,
yeah, but
I thought DJs
just naturally did that.
I mean, it depends, because everyone has their own way of DJing, right? Because
okay,
it's like music. You don't, there's no certain way of doing things. You know, it's not black and white. It's,
yeah,
there's many ways of approaching something.
Yeah.
And it's that approach that makes you who you are.
Okay.
Right?
And so what you're saying is basically like everybody has their own style once they get into that like personal creation.
Exactly, because there's no way that you are creating the same way as someone else, because music, let's all agree that music is, there's no new things in music. It's always a reformulation done in a different manner.
Yeah. Mm.
But when you approach it, when everything is done with creativity behind it, there's no one who is going to come up with it the same way that you did. You get what I mean?
Yeah. In a way, it's like doing like,
I don't know, I feel like I'm yapping and I'm just...
No, 100%, because like, you know what? Yeah. The way I see it is like you're kind of doing like a painting. But like every painter had their own way of doing their own
exactly
work.
Exactly.
So it's the same way. Like,
yeah,
if you want to do like a different brush stroke or use a different paint or a different paintbrush, it's all...
Exactly.
You.
It's all you, right? And
I like that.
Especially if you're a musician. And I feel like that's like the good thing about being a musician and a producer is that... You can approach everything the same way you do with music, and since music is so freeing, you can apply it to everything.
That's very true,
right?
Honestly, I like that. I like that perspective. I think that's what sets you apart from like not just being like a good artist, but also a great DJ too. You have like a unique perspective on how things can be done differently.
Aww. Oh, that's so cute! Oh my god,
making me blush through my melanin, bro.
Yeah.
That's a crazy statement.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh yeah, man, but honestly, I feel like where we really, besides food and great music, I want to talk to you more about comics. Because that's where now we're getting to the nitty gritty of it, alright? Yo, let me ask you this, bro. Mm. What's your top 5 comics? I wouldn't ask heroes because that was going to change.
It will change. For comics, I'll go All-Star Superman first.
My man.
Right?
My favorite one.
Bet. Second one, probably Nightfall, Batman.
Very fair. Yes.
But it's a really long series and I haven't finished it. So, Never mind.
You're at the part
Scratch
where,
that.
No?
Scratch that.
Okay, bet. Okay, so number one, All-Star Superman.
I'm going with Killing Joke.
Killing Joke is...
It's a short story, but it's a good story.
It's dark as hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's very dark.
Oh, yeah. You know, Joker was so terrifying in that stuff, bro.
That's what made him... I feel like that's the only story where I find he actually works very well. Because I'm kind of tired of seeing the Joker.
I get you, but like, we've never seen a live action real Joker.
Yeah,
we've always seen like an alternative version of Joker, right? And like,
that's very fair,
right?
Like a comic accurate Joker,
bro. A comic accurate Joker who's like batshit. Who's crazy as hell, but like. Also on the joke, he's like Mark Hamill is literally the perfect definition of the best Joker ever.
The only Joker. Well,
he's the only Joker. No, Mark Hamill.
Fair.
What's that one series where you got Batman, but he's like 4 times the size? He's got like a battle axe.
Absolute
Joker.
Oh, so good.
Oh yeah, Absolute Joker is horrifying.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the design.
Serious?
I think it could be very cool.
Bro, Laughing Godzilla is not gonna be like... I'm sorry, bro. Like, we're not... You're not gonna talk to me about Joker with a Laughing Godzilla, bro. Like, bro, like, what are we doing? Like, no, man, for real. Like, what are we doing
here? I honestly just like the design because it brought more...
Originality.
Of course, it's original, but that doesn't mean it's original.
I'm a big fan of Carnage.
I don't like Carnage.
Well... There you go. I think that's why we feel the way probably. We feel.
Okay, so we got Nightfall.
Killing Joke, All-Stars. I have to put an X-Men in there. I have to put... what's it called? Messiah Complex?
Ooh, okay. You know Ball. All right.
Okay,
The other two, like, okay, he knows...
Yo, that twist in the end, bro? Anyways... okay, so I have an X-Men in there. Bro, oh my goodness. Invincible. I read the whole thing. Yeah? I read the whole thing.
Me too.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. It's so freaking good.
It's amazing.
I got no clue what to talk about.
Invincible? Okay, you never watched it? The show?
No.
What?
Oh, you're missing out. It's actually insane.
Yo, you should drop the headphones.
So Tara's seen it?
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's actually, it's the last episode, dude, was insane.
My girl has seen it. I haven't seen it. Honestly, like...
Put him on.
Yo, it's insane.
Yo, you have to.
You know what one of my favorites are? Dude, I don't know. It was one of my first comics that I've ever written. I've ever read. Avengers versus X-Men.
You're talking about the in the Ultimates universe?
No, in the one where Hope Summers gets the power of the Phoenix. And this is right after House of M. Which
yeah,
is also
okay,
one of
okay, yeah, I get. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, House of M is really good.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's. Oh, yeah, oh my goodness, yo, House of M is in there. Yeah, top five. Yeah, top five.
They made a.
WandaVision.
No, but they made a what's it called? Like a show or a movie off of that, no?
Yeah, WandaVision.
Yeah.
It's loose. It's very loosely based off of it. It's the same premise.
Yeah.
A lot of inspiration, but the comics are always better. I find it's a better story.
Yeah. In general, comics are better. Yeah, I agree.
So, and there's one more slot.
One more slot. I really need to think about it because, again, it could change, you know? Invincible for sure, 100%.
I think it's already 5. Hang on, wait, so Invincible?
Invincible. House of M.
House of M. Killing Joke. All-Star Superman.
Uh-huh.
And Messiah.
But then I want to put a Justice League in there.
Justice League?
No, not in Justice League. The Justice League. I want to put... I love the New 52 run.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a
controversial... New 52? Okay, so pretty much in DC...
We got 10 seconds. We have to play through the ad.
Oh.
We can do this after, though.
Okay.
We can play more of your songs. I hate to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
The Come Up, Misunderstood by Kano.
Oh, what? Oh, okay.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B, tune into The Limelight, 6 to 8 every Saturdays, right here on CJLO, 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
Hey, this is Frankie, and you're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM.
Just a girl in perfect world. Do a double take, cause I'm always late.
Money.
1690, back at it again. We're already at 15 minutes left. It's going by so quick. Every episode we do just gets quicker and quicker, and I can't take it anymore. We need more airway.
You can't take it.
We need more airway. But you know what else we need? We need the quote of the day. What's the quote of the day?
Yo. In a world full of sheeps? Yo, hold on, hold
don't
on, hold on, hold on, hold
don't
on,
accidentally
hold on.
Say my version.
Hold on, hold on. Ooh. In a world full of sheeps?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to be a goat.
Word to bro.
Pete.
Yo, you know what?
That was so corny.
That was kind of hard.
That was nah, so I was corny. Was no, no, hard. Not you, me. What I just did.
Nah, that was hard. That was hard. Yeah, I respect. I cut you off. I feel horrible. We were talking about comics,
yeah,
in general. But which ones were we talking about?
This top five.
Absolute. This we're talking five. About absolute.
Absolute. Yeah, we're talking about absolute. Which one? There's been five absolute runs so far. There's absolute Batman, absolute Wonder Woman, absolute Superman, absolute Martian Manhunter, and absolute Green Lantern, and absolute Evil that just came out.
Okay, let me just tell you this. I'm super tapped into the Batman.
Yeah.
Moderately on the Superman.
Fair.
I'm about to read the Wonder Woman.
You're missing out.
I know I'm missing out. I know I'm missing out. It's just so expensive.
It is very expensive.
And I'd rather buy them because, like, we were talking about investments and comics and all that. And yeah, I'd rather just buy my comics, right?
100%. How much is, like,
your average comic is like
an arm and a leg.
Yeah, well, when they first come out, it's like $7. Like,
okay.
When they first, but they get really expensive. Like, I bought my first copy of Absolute Batman the day it came out, first print. For it, the more reprints it gets,
yeah,
the first one gains more value.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
So let me check right now because I think it went up in value actually. So it went from $7 to a whopping. Actually, you know what? Guess how much.
I think it's probably like 15 right now.
I was gonna say 14.
You guys are really off.
I'm off?
You guys are really off.
For the first issue?
For the first issue, too first low? Print.
What is it?
Guess.
If it's 40, that's insane.
It's 98.
What? What?
98.
Dang. Oh my days.
And you got it for 7 smacks.
I got it for 7. I bought, okay, because what I do, because I collect and I read. So I have,
yeah.
I buy the main cover, which is always the most profitable, but it depends on the cover. And yeah. I buy myself a variant cover so I can read it.
Oh yeah? You buy two copies?
I do.
You're insane.
I know.
Got money, bro.
So, no, I don't. On, no, I don't.
So where would you go for these things to drop?
There's, okay, like, so there's two places. There's a place next to Concordia called Capitaine Quebec.
Oh, which
gotcha. Classic place. Yeah. Friends with all the employees.
Yeah.
But my main guy is also in Laval.
Oh yeah, we've been. Oh, we've been to both of them. The other one, the next to
next to that guy, Duffy.
The Jazz Bar.
No, that's another place.
Okay.
That's another place. But that place, they have stuff, but I like my other guy more. I forgot his name. His name is Jean. That's all I can tell you
shout
guys.
Out Jean.
Shout out Jean, for real. But, yeah, no, they've been going up in price. But you know what's crazy, though? The variant covers, too, have been going up.
Of course.
Like, crazy. Of course. I don't know if you saw, but last year at Comic-Con, I was hunting the specific variant cover for Absolute Batman.
Oh, yeah.
It was a recreation of the Akira cover. But it was with the bat, with Absolute Batman and the Bat Cycle.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about,
dude. Yeah. It's $300 raw.
What?
$300.
It hasn't been a year. It's been a year.
It's been a
year. It's
been a year. Exactly.
It's been What the hell?
And that was gonna be like sort of my next question at Comic-Con. You don't really get new issues.
No,
you get like resellers and stuff, right?
But there are limited edition like covers that you can get. Like sometimes they'll have like limited edition covers that you can get only at this Comic-Con or only at like San Diego,
okay,
or New York. Okay. That's where the Akira one was.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and I need it, even though it's $300.
But people at Comic-Con are mostly resellers and stuff.
A lot of it is like kiosks.
Yeah. It's a pretty much a bunch of businesses coming together to supply for the demand of the clients.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
It's really that.
I buy, because here's the thing, you can either buy graded, which it comes in like the slab, or you can buy it like raw, like just like with the paper, nothing else.
Yeah.
With the, with graded, it's higher in price because that's the quality. Like if you get a 10, insane.
Yeah.
Crazy. My first slab that I got was when, the first edition, the first print of, when Spider-Man gets the black suit.
Yeah.
I spent half a grand on that.
Oh my God.
My first semester.
Not honestly, low-key kind of worth it.
It was so worth it.
Cause yo, in 30 years?
Oh, dude, I bought it the I bought it the day before I got Spider-Man 2 on the PS5.
Oh.
So those are two big purchases.
Yeah, the only thing I've ever gotten from Comic-Con was, and shout out to Montreal, a Pornhub patch.
That is a brave thing to say live on the air. My apologies. Yeah.
You kind of lost me.
Yeah, no, I don't know where you were. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But you ever been to Comic-Con?
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
The last one too?
No.
Oh, man. I want to go.
I'm sorry. I'm spending so much on music that, like, right now I need to...
Lock in?
Yeah.
Me too, dude. Trust me, I do. I have a full-time job and part-time. Shit. Dude, university tuitions, bro.
Yo, it's insane, bro.
It's barely crazy.
It's crazy. But...
you never have time.
We got this, though. We got this.
We do got this, bro.
Bro, it's been, like, it's just a cycle of life, bro. It's always been, like... it's always been ups and downs, you know, like, and the cool thing about us being human is that we always find ways to go through it, you know, like, yeah. it's a very divisive time, yes, I agree, but, like, sure, yo, like, we got this, we should, and I remember you were talking, I really wanted to talk about that, because I remember last time when Smokey pulled up, you were talking about, like, how, you felt that, the old days were better.
Old days, like...
like, you were you on that nostalgic talk. You were...
word!
Right? And one thing that I want, like... I just want to tell y'all is the fact that, like, every generation feels that way. Every generation has had a time where they felt like, oh, this was the good old days. But the thing is, like, if you live in the now, you can make the good old days now.
Yeah.
You could... no, but that's the thing, like... by dwelling into the past, you're preventing a good future to happen. Like, that's something that, like, and that's one thing that I'm really trying to do with my music and all that, you know.
Yeah.
It's very genuine, honestly.
You know, like, it's so easy to just say, like, yo, all I do is listen to, like, 70s Beatles or whatever, you know, like, it's fine, you're allowed to like which you like, but if the sole purpose is, oh, that was the good old days, then you're missing out, because you could literally create the good old days for another generation.
That's
you know?
Yep.
Like,
I like that perspective. Okay.
You know, like, and that's something I really wanted like, I had that in mind since you talked about it with Smokey, because I feel like nowadays we're so caught up on, like, let's be honest, right now life is crap. Right? Like, it's difficult, like, for all of us. I mean, we're all students.
But then again, we're all here. All healthy.
Right? Like, honestly, think about it, bro. In 40 years, we're going to be like, yo.
We had it.
But we're in a studio. We're luxury talking on the radio right now.
Right? Like, yo. Like, I'm making music. You know? Like, y'all are putting on events. Bro, like,
plenty of
we should be so grateful for this. Like, think about it. 40 years when we're 60 and all that stuff.
I can't wait for that, too.
You can't wait for that?
I can't wait to, like...
you can wait, trust. My back already hurts. I'm 20, bro. Trust me, you can wait.
A part of me, like, I was also talking about this with Mario. Like, just imagine, like, 40, 60 years from now, we look back and we just say, like, yo, we did that.
Yo.
Like, just like, to look back at the accomplishments.
Right? And that's why I feel like I had this talk with him during the break. But, like, the concept of overthinking, you know?
I do that too often.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a bad thing. We always approach it... We think it's a bad thing because we're only thinking in our perspective. Oh, we're overthinking because we need to do something. But there's other people in this life, you know? Like, especially like me,
for example, I think you realize that every time I play my music, I'm like, ah. You know, like, and the reason why is because I'm very critical of what I do, but at the same time, I love the process of making music. I don't care about the outcome. I don't care. Really? And me overthinking about my music makes my music good in a sense, 100%. Right? And if you like it, you like it, right? And it's that the fact that I was overthinking about it and I'm so caught up in the quality of it that makes you like it, you know?
Exactly.
And
it shows that you care.
I mean, of course, you know? But like going back to the nostalgia talk, like I feel like, and the reason why I'm bringing these two points is because of the fact that we are setting something for the future, right?
Yeah.
And every action has its consequences. Now, if you're doing something that you love and you have a vision for it, you should go for it. But it would also affect other people. You know, like I've had people tell me that like I have had people telling me that they cried to lose a game.
Really?
Personally, I'd shut it off. Like I'd shut off the song because like personally, right? I love my music, but like I just can't hear it once it's dropped. That's just me. But it affects other people. Every action has consequences. Good consequences or bad consequences, you know?
To be fair, Losing Game is an amazing song.
It's a banger. It's a banger. I just can't listen to it.
I feel like once you like overhear it or work on it too much, you gotta like just like separate yourself. So it's like, it is what it is, yeah. But I can't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, it's really that. I mean, it's the same thing for all my songs. Like, I'm the type of guy to like once I come out the studio, I'm just like re-listening to my stuff. And the moment it's out, I'm like, okay, next, keep working. I don't like, I've been told to be like a bit more proud of what I'm doing, but I feel like being too happy and proud of like what you're doing right now is a form of complacency. And in the stage we're in right now, I don't think we can afford to be complacent because.
Yeah.
Life is purposefully, well, not life, society is purposefully getting us to pay more bills and more bills and more bills as we get older, right? And the goal is to succeed in what we like and make us living off of it, right? So being complacent right now and just sitting back and be like, oh,
it's
yeah.
It's what do you call it? You're sabotaging yourself. Mm-hmm. You'd be sabotaging yourself.
Kind of, right? Yeah. There's one thing about being grateful, but there's a difference between that and being complacent. And I vow to myself to never be complacent. I can't be complacent. I can't be just like, oh yeah, my music is fire, nice, haha. Like, no, I need to keep going because it's you're sharpening your skills, but me, it's more than just a passion, bro. I love it too much.
It's beyond passion.
It's beyond, like, yo, I was on a date recently and she was like, oh, I like the fact that you like your music is a passion. Your music is passion, whatever. I was like, no, bro, like, it's not a passion. It's my livelihood.
It's everything.
It's everything. Like,
it's like the movie Soul.
It's like the movie Soul.
Literally like the movie Soul.
It's like the movie Soul. It's just that I'm not falling in no.
Passion in Latin translates to pati.
Huh?
Passion in Latin translates to pati. And that basically means, and it's not even, you would think passion means to be in love with something, but it's more to be obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yo,
but honestly,
like,
if I'm going to say this for the people at home, if you feel like you don't have good discipline or you feel like you can't do it, the only way that you're going to do it besides that discipline is obsession.
True.
Fair. 100%.
Facts. Yeah, 100%.
We got like 1 minute left. Do you want to say any last words?
Yeah.
Yabba, 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 yabba.
We're good.
Word to bro.
Word to bro.
Word to
word
bro.
To bro.
That was inspirational for real. Yeah. But
that's
yo,
no shit, man.
Connor, this was amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe we had you on. We have to have you on again.
Appreciate you. I'm grateful.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to hear more. We're going to hear more music soon? I can't wait. I gotta go to Comic Con with you one day though, for real. Anyways, yo, this is the White Boy with Sauce with Kana and Mr. Magic.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, yo, for some more music from Kana in the distant future. And also November, when is it? November what? 28th, we have our event. So be sure. More information on that, because it's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be better than the last one. Stay tuned, yo. Peace out.
Forget that it all